And at this time, we're visiting with Broken Bow grad Chloe Herman, who joins us on KCNI KBBN Radio. And what we're talking about is the fact that Chloe was involved with Midland University and their women's bowling team this past week as they competed at the NAIA Women's National Championship last week through the weekend and finished as the national runners-up. And so we're visiting with Chloe about that. Chloe, thank you for joining us. I'm sure that competing at the national championships was a real thrill.
Yes, it was. It was a very intense week, to say the least.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the Midland University women's bowling team. Not only did you guys finish as the runner-up this year, but you finished as runner-up a year ago as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm sure that it was a little tough, I'm guessing, to get back to the national championship match and come up a little bit short. But at the same time, I'm guessing as you look back at it, you feel a real sense of accomplishment, I'm guessing, too.
Yes, and also this year has been a real struggle. We've been through a lot of ups and downs, and we haven't really won a tournament all year. And we only made it to the national tournament because we got an automatic bid. So I look back, and I'm very thankful that we went out with a bang.
So, Chloe, by saying that, what was it you think that kind of turned things around at the national championships? What made it all come together for your team, you think?
I think we all just put the past behind us. We worked really hard last week in practice, and everything just fell together at the perfect time.
Well, just looking at some of the things that I have read about the championships, it looks like you had a great tournament because you were named to the all-tournament team. Talk a little bit about that. I'm sure that that is an accomplishment that you're very proud of.
Yes, it was. I couldn't have thought of a better way to go out of my college career. I anchored for the team the whole weekend, so I bowled the fifth and tenth frame, and I got put in a lot of high-pressure situations, and they trusted me, and it was just amazing.
So, Chloe, tell us a little bit about what the future holds now. I mean, you're a senior at Midland this year, correct? What does the future kind of hold for you think?
Well, I'm looking to pursue a career in human services, but also I am definitely going to further my bowling career.
As far as bowling, Chloe, talk a little bit about your game and maybe how it's improved. I know bowling really isn't any different from any other sport. It takes great preparation. It takes training. Talk a little bit about your time at Midland and maybe how your time at the college level has helped your game.
Well, my game has changed a lot. My rev rate's gone up. I've learned to control my speed. I learned a lot of different things. There's so many different aspects of bowling and things you can put into your toolbox to use. So I learned so many things. But also, and a lot of things that you learn in bowling can also help you in life. Like you learn how to be mentally tough because bowling is definitely a mentally draining sport. So I just learned a lot while I was here.
It's obvious you've had a great career and a great time at Midland. Was it a little bittersweet over the weekend knowing that this was the end?
Yes, it was. And to throw my last shot on NAIA Network was amazing. Everybody in the room stood up for me. It was clapping their hands, and it was just awesome.
Well, that's great, Chloe. We congratulate you on all of the success that you've had while bowling for Midland University. Congratulations on the performance of the team at the national championships, and we appreciate you taking time to visit with us.
Thank you so much.
That's Chloe Herman joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.